She turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. She said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be a gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni." Let us pray. Lord, you have promised to bring joy and peace in the midst of hurts and pains of this world. May this day of resurrection, a day to remind and reaffirm to us that your love is stronger than hurts and pains that we face. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our minds and hearts be acceptable in your sight. You, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. I can say this morning we as a country still mourning from months ago when the mass shooting happens down in Christchurch in those two mosques. Our Prime Minister said, "This is one of the darkest days in our country. It's an extraordinary and an unprecedented act of violence." I am sure this is not new to the world and to you and to me, how difficult life is and how things happen around the world, that we know for sure hurts and pain, and people are being killed because of their faith, of their color, their language. Whatever reasons, they have been persecuted. It is hurtful when it happens to you and to me. But for us here in Wellington, sometimes maybe it's a little bit distant from us because it happens over there in Christchurch. And their hurts and their pain, we don't really feel it ourselves until we experience it. The governments and those who are preparing to support those who have been gone through this trouble in Christchurch, to rebuild their life, to relieve the pain and hopefully give them hope for the future and not to burden them with their fear and their experiences. Because somehow, if we don't do anything about it, it's become a vicious cycle of revenge and retaliation. And that will continue on, maybe for generations. But the question is it really wiped out of the mind for those people who went through that? In a personal level, I don't think so. They will still remember the time, whatever that happen on that particular moment. They will still remember where they were in the car or on the road, the particular time that happens. They still remember that. For us, there are other experiences we do have. that we don't forget. It's not too traumatic according to what has happened in Christchurch. But to yourself and myself, it's so huge that we try to overcome it. We try to push it away. We try to make it work for us because it still plays in our minds and becomes something that hurtful. Sometimes it's loss of loved ones. Sometimes when we hear the doctor saying the diagnosis, we have a terminal illness of cancer. Sometimes when we lost jobs, we don't know where resources coming from to support our own family. And those things become hurts, and it's really so powerful that overtake lives, and we can't really see the way forward. This morning, we hear the prophet speaking in a way that gives us the glorious new creation. Isaiah said, "For I am about to create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind." Really? Is that possible? He continues by saying, "But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight." This is when the people of Israel were still in bondage. But Isaiah came and says something that bring them hope for the future. And to me, I think the prophesied is about Christ is coming. And today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And to me, maybe that's what Isaiah was talking about. The glorious new heaven. It's something that it's never happened before. And I don't think it will happen again. Because the way we see things, as I mentioned earlier on, we have to do something for our hurts and pain. Otherwise, it becomes a vicious cycle of revenge and retaliation. Last Sunday, Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. On his triumph entrance to Jerusalem, everybody around him was saying, "Hosanna in the highest, the Son of David is coming." They were hopefully saying, "Alleluia, Jesus is here. Wow, there is hope." On Friday, we heard the crowd turn around and said, "Crucify him." And today, the disciples were in behind locked doors. Only the women were out to look for Jesus. Can we think of something that we thought the women are weak? And there they were out early in the morning to look for Jesus' body, but the men were behind locked doors? I don't hold anything against men, but I'm thinking, this is something that we haven't realized. Myself, I haven't realized that, but I'm thinking about it at this point. We hear the prophet say, "Be glad and rejoice forever. I am creating a new heaven and a new earth, New Jerusalem, the people of joy." This is very contrast to our experience at this point of our journey. And how can we create a new heaven and a new earth? A new self, even a new relationship, or reconstruct our relationship with one another in order for us to live in harmony. Maybe somebody will say, "Are you dreaming? It's better to dream than to not to dream. But today, when this woman came early in the morning, as we hear the reading this morning, looking, unfortunately for her, she saw the entrance to the grave is open, the stone rolled back. She knew straight away the body is not there. But I want to remind us, the stone is not rolled back because for Jesus to come out, to resurrect it. No. The stone rolled back so that we can see inside the grave, there is no body in there. Because Jesus can come out with the stone still close the grave. As he came into the house where the disciples were locked themselves inside, he just walked in while the door were closed. So the grave was opened, the stone rolled back, so that the world will see there is empty tomb. Christ has risen. And the reason for that as well, so that we will start again. There is hope, there is new beginning for us as people of faith. And how that new beginning start? If we remember one of his saying from the cross, while they hammered the nails on his hand, he uttered this words, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." To break the retaliation and revenge is to forgive. That's the new beginning for you and for me. In order for us to tell the world that Christ has risen, there is forgiveness. No matter how hard it is for you and for me, no matter how hurtful is the pain, we must forgive. Our Savior come to forgive the world, including you and me, including those that you felt that you can't really forgive them. That's the new beginning for you and for me and for the world. If we can't do this, there is no hope. The world will still not knowing that Christ has risen from the dead. It's you and me will tell the world, and not only tell by word, but with actions, the way we live our lives, we must show that Christ has risen from the dead. And if he has risen from the dead, we can forgive one another. That is the other side of love. Love is, there is like the coin. There's two sides to it. Forgiveness, it's on the other side of love. On the cross, it means it's forgiveness. It's not a shameful thing for the world. This is something that we're proud of because of one thing, that Christ have forgiven the world. God have forgiven the world through Jesus Christ. My question now, what is our experience? What things that we have been through in our lives? What is the saddest things that happens to you and to me? What is one thing that we can't forgive? Other gospel reading talking about Mary and other women went to the tomb. They carry frankincense to embalm Jesus' body. But I want us to think about that. These women were early taking frankincense, something that smelled nice, to embalm the body of Christ. But they can't get away from the hurts within themselves that their Lord, their Savior, is dead. So my question now is to us. We try to carry good things to show the world that we are okay, we are fine, everything is good. But within ourselves, no one sees, no one knows. But you know and I know, there is something that we carry, we can't really able to carry it anymore. It's not worth carrying it. Let go of it. But if we're willing to let go of it, there must be something to replace it with. Otherwise, you fill it with other hurts and pain. So if we come today, as we are going to share the communion, I know that we carry pain and things that we worried about. As you come, give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'll give it to you. Help me to free myself so that I live the resurrection life that you have given to the world. You give it so freely. We don't have to pay. We don't have to be rich to be free from God. Love. Let us come today to the throne of God and say, God, thank you for giving us new beginning. Thank you for giving us new hope through Jesus' resurrection. We carry the fragrance of this world, but we want the fragrance of your love to be within us so that we share with the world that love, it's not a fake love, it's a true love that goes through pain and sadness and struggle so that the world knows that Christ has risen. So that's, to me, the challenge. Let us come together, trusting that God's resurrected life is within you and me, so that we can share with the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.